Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's getting more and more expensive to fly. What if you could take unlimited flights for a flat fee?
My schedule was very flexible. I wasn't trying to go to a wedding in Des Moines or catch fireworks somewhere. I went with an open itinerary just to see where I could get to and couldn't get to.
WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson recently spent several days on domestic and international flights to test out the all-you-can-fly program offered by Frontier Airlines. And she'll tell us how it went after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Frontier Airlines has been promoting its Go Wild Pass that lets travelers go anywhere they want, in some cases for just a couple hundred dollars. But what's the catch? Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson recently put the airline's all-you-can-fly pass to the test. So Dawn, first of all, what does the pass allow and not allow passengers to do?
Anybody who's tried to book a last-minute flight knows that those flights can be astronomical. You buy the pass and then you can buy domestic flights a day before and international flights 10 days before. So it's really for people with ultra-flexible schedules.
Ah, so if spontaneity isn't your thing, this might not be for you.
Oh, 100%, this is not for you. I mean, there's an entire Facebook group devoted to this pass, and you can just tell from going through it that a lot of people did not read the fine print.
So why'd you do this?
They were hawking it big time last fall, and they've continued to keep promoting it as a way to fill seats last minute, especially during slower periods. Obviously, we're not in a slow period right now. So I just wanted to see how it was going to work in practice. And so we bought one last fall. The pass did not kick in until this spring, and I wanted to wait until summer to really see, can you use this pass? If you bought this pass as a traveler, can you use it this summer? And I was able to use it.
So you used the pass in June. How many flights did you wind up taking?
I booked 7 trips. It was 9 total one-way flights because I had a couple connections just over the course of a week. And again, my schedule was very flexible. I wasn't trying to go to a wedding in Des Moines or catch fireworks somewhere. I went with an open itinerary just to see where I could get to and couldn't get to.
What does the pass cost? And how does the cost of flying last minute with the pass compare to flying last minute without it and having to buy a ticket?
2 things. One, the pass cost me, I bought it, the annual one, last fall for $599. That is no longer available. The annual pass now is almost $2,000. But they also have a variety of seasonal passes. They have a fall and winter one. They had a summer one. But again, you buy the pass and you also are responsible for taxes on the ticket. And now the taxes aren't very much. I mean, the most I paid for taxes, I want to say, in an international destination was about $90. But one thing people do have to keep in mind, Frontier, you know, like all budget airlines, is very fee heavy. So, you know, if you want to take a carry-on bag and you want a seat assignment, you know, the cost escalates even if you have this pass. Those things aren't free.
Sometimes booking rewards or promotional seats like this can be more difficult than just booking a regular seat. How is the booking process for you?
Exhausting. Because I really wanted to test it out. I wanted to see where I could and couldn't go. And so I'd be on their website. Again, I did this on the fly. I'd fly in one place and try to look for my flight the next day. And it's trial and error. You're on Frontier's website and you're going, okay, well, here I am in Chicago. Where can I get to tomorrow? So it was exhausting. I mean, literally in my notes, everywhere in my notes, it says what a pain this is. But it's only a pain to book it, but it's an adventure. That's what they're selling here, is an adventure. If you're trying to go see your kid in college and you have one route and you only can travel Friday to Sunday, this 100,000% is not for you.
Is Frontier the only airline that has this kind of unlimited pass?
Right now, they have the most broad pass, but Alaska Airlines, it's a well-known regional carrier. I mean, they've been expanding across the country, too. They have a regional subscription plan. JetBlue used to have one. The major airlines, the big ones, have tried it in the past and found for them it wasn't financially feasible.
Yeah, you're flying all over the country or the world on a flat fee.
Yeah.
But for the airlines that still have these passes, what do they get out of it?
Well, they can fill seats that might otherwise go empty. You know, even in my case, right? I mean, every single one of my flights was full, but how many of those people on that flight were a Go Wild passenger like me? So if you're looking and you have, you know, you want to go from Atlanta to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, that was one of the first flights I took. That cost me under $100 because I was flying on a Thursday morning. And maybe there wasn't a whole lot of demand for that ahead of the holidays.
So you were one person taking all these flights. But for somebody traveling with a companion or a group, what would they need to keep in mind?
Oh, well, if I had to find one seat, you've got to find two, three, or four seats. First of all, you also have to buy the pass for everybody in your group. I can see like maybe a couple, a young couple that maybe works remote or a retired couple, you know, that just wants to have this adventure and go, then it doesn't matter to them. But, you know, for a family that's just trying to go on a couple vacations a year, absolutely not. This is not for those kind of travelers.
All right. So we've heard from Dawn, the travel columnist who books seats and flies for a living. But for Dawn, the tourist and air passenger, would you do this again?
I would. I mean, I really would. But I'm here again, Dawn the tourist here. I don't fly first class at all. I don't have a problem with Frontier. Again, do I want to do it every day? Absolutely not. Do I want to do it cross country for hours? Absolutely not. But I paid $5.99 and I've already gotten 9 flights out of it. I had to pay some out of pocket, obviously. I could use this weekend. I could get off the phone with you right now and book a flight to Vegas. That would cost me $15.
That's Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.